Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Global Authors Network Radio. We are delighted to introduce to you Phenomenally Speaking with international best-selling author Valerie Fox. Listen to conversations with awe-inspiring guests who have accomplished extraordinary things. Artists, authors, writers, playwrights, directors, entrepreneurs, coaches, and more. Listen in as they share their journey and encourage you to share yours. Learn how to live your life phenomenally speaking.
Introduce you to my phenomenal guest. Her name is Susan Drayton. Now, Susan is an author, and also she has written two books. One, her first book is called Worthiness, and her second book is called Fairies and Dragons. They're children's books and for young adult readers. So I'm going to welcome Susan to the platform, and then she can share additional information with us. How are you doing today, Susan? Susan? How are you doing today, Susan?
Hello? I'm doing well. Hi.
Perfect. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're just kind of fading in and out at times.
Okay. So hopefully this is going directly to our voicemail and that this is clearer now. All right.
Okay.
So we talked a little bit. I just briefly mentioned a little bit about your books, but I also wanted to mention that you're also an accomplished visual artist and author, providing inspiration through highly immersive art and storytelling. So I took a look at your website. It is outstanding, and this all supports what you've expressed being a visual artist and author. So you mentioned that you have two books out, and I mentioned it was Worthiness and also Fairies and Dragons. So your children's book, Worthiness, is a powerful tale of reducing fear, finding self-worth, and making the right choices. And your second book, young adult book, The Beauty of Nyer, focuses on the mystery of high and low tides and how they can conjure up sudden changes. So this adventure speaks to all humanity and the need to come together. Gratitude, will it be enough to save Nyer? So this book is an overall view of environmental awareness, and it showcases various cultures to educate and illuminate the world that we live in. So can you tell us what motivated or inspired you to write your book?
Well, my first book, Worthiness, I needed an escape. I was going through a transition that I was procrastinating in a sense, that I didn't want to deal with the reality that it was time to move on, and where I was in my journey of life was not feeding the soul. And in order for me to that journey, I started doing, going into the woods and meditating. And through all that, I'm sure, with the fairies and the dragons and looking at nature, in on Mother Gaia, our earth, and praise and guidance, and all of a sudden, all of this, I started feeling an overwhelm of visions of magic, and I just escaped from my reality, and from my reality, I went into the realm of everything that is possible, and fun, and light, and just basically what you are reading is that I am the main character of the book at that time, and that is Seth, the dragon, who came to a crossroads and having to make a decision but didn't know how to, didn't know how to look forward. And I shaded myself with people that were more aligned with the journey of where I'm going next, and knowing that I, looking back, I had to shed a lot that was my comfort zone but wasn't ready to release but needed to. So the Amaryllis at that point in time in my life was my mentor, Susan Cabral, who is my art teacher, and she guided me through all of this and encouraged me at the end. And I went through a divorce, and through it all, you know, after I'd made the decisions, you know, she said, what are you going to do? Because you can take a trip anywhere around the world, but what are you going to really do? And I said, you know what? I created all these images. I sat down, wrote this story. I'm going to do something that I was always told in early years of my life that I could never do, and that was to write a book.
Well, lucky for us, you know, you're writing, and the different topics that you're writing on are very, very interesting. You know, when you created your when you created Naya, I know you talk a lot about gratitude. How does gratitude motivate you on a daily basis?
Gratitude motivates me because I am very well aware, because I'm in the now, and in the now I can appreciate every moment of my life in understanding that just being alive is a miracle, and I come with many talents, and my talents, I am nurturing it, and not only nurturing it, I want it to be in alignment of my higher self, where I am influencing other people of all ages, that no matter where you are in your life's journey and what you are battling, give gratitude, because you're not alone, and you're doing this with a life force, if you believe in the divine or in good deeds or just paying it forward. There's a gratitude in everything, breathing, moving, the freedom to be you, when you know at a split second your life can go in a whole different direction, and it may not even be what you want it to be. And sometimes it can't, and sometimes it may not even be good. But the fact that I'm in a good place right now, and I am grateful for every breath that I take and every breath I pour into my talents and my gifts to create something that I hope that will illuminate and give hope to many generations to come, and to especially to the young adults and children. But my book, I truly believe that it impacts all ages. It just depends where you are in your life's journey to understand and appreciate the words and the messages.
Very good. Thank you so much. I you know, speaking of gratitude, I noticed that you also said that one of the things is that you dove deep into your emotions looking for the silver lining through gratitude. So I really appreciated you speaking to the topic of gratitude, so that's why I asked you that question. So thank you for sharing that. Can you just give us a little brief bio? Like, where did you grow up, Susan, and what were some of the things you were attracted to as a child?
Well, I wasn't much of a talker. I would observe people a lot. Even as a young child in New Bedford, Massachusetts, I just dove into just a simple pencil and paper and sketching, and just observing the details, the curves, and just taking it all in, as well as watercolors, the jumbo size watercolor books that my mother would buy. And mm-hmm. I love just being in nature and just listening to the whispers and to the, and to the sounds of Mother Gaia, and just taking it all in and connecting. And as I got older, you know, I traveled with my second book. What really gave me a bigger push with my second book and its storyline was when I came back from Ireland and Scotland. I could really feel the magic of the mermaids out there. And as soon as Worthiness was published, which was April 4th of 2017, I dove right in to the illustrations first, which that's what I do. I illustrate first, then write the stories. And when I went to Ireland, I don't know, something just, it's magic out there. And I just felt all the energy of the mermaids and the ocean just vibrated differently for me. And it made me aware of who I am and was and becoming. And I'm very in tune with my emotions. And I love to dive deep into the human side of myself. The fact that I can really feel deep and savor and really hone in onto what is God, the universe, trying to tell me through my human emotions, and how do I ground myself and be humble in the presence of now, where I'm not taking things for granted, because every day and every second of every day is a gift. It's a miracle.
I agree with you on that. I have the same philosophy. Every day is a gift. It truly is a miracle, and it's up to us to spread the joy and love around the world, as well as to ourselves. You also mentioned that you do your own illustrations now. Is that based on, like, one of your things that you enjoyed doing as a child with the drawing and painting and watercolors?
And that was it. That was just the drawings and the sketchings and all different kind of mediums. That's my forte. The writing, I never thought of myself as a writer. I'm bilingual. And what does that mean? Being bilingual, there's nothing wrong with it. But here, going to school, I was born here in the USA, but my first language was Portuguese. My parents came over to this country, and they didn't know a word of English either. So when I went to school, I wasn't very well prepared in the English language. So I had a difficult time with the translating and understanding just the basics of English. So I always felt like I lived in between two worlds. Just like now, I live in this and still continue the fantasy and the adventures of my world through the art, and then I hone in on the earthly being that I am. Being young, I never thought of it, and even teachers would get, I don't know if they were just exhausted, if I just exhausted them or what have you, but it was always, the comment was, you'll never be a writer, you'll never be a writer. And it was just odd that they would say that, not all, but some, a few, and it was like, okay, and never thought of it. And then, boom, this came out of nowhere, which was a beautiful surprise to me, the writing aspect of it. But I took a leap of faith. I challenged myself, you know, and when I did all of this, I didn't expect Mascot to pick up my book and my storyline. I really didn't. But also, on the other hand, the flip side, the angels wouldn't allow me to sleep either at 1:30, 2:30 in the morning until I had this submitted to them. And once that happened, I fell asleep, had no problem, forgot about it. All of a sudden, about 2 weeks later, I get an email saying that, yeah, I want to publish I want to publish your story, and I want to put and your illustrations and so forth. And I remember being on the Braga Bridge in Fall River, screaming from the top of my lungs, because that's exactly how I felt. Like, I was just on wings flying, and I couldn't believe that things are possible. They are possible. And that's that moment is what demonstrated the miracle that things are possible and can change at any given time. It just depends what you're focusing on. And so with me, it's just going on these adventures and just letting life take me where it needs to go that's positive and wholesome so that I can really grow a garden of many, many, not just memories, but hopefully leaving a legacy to people and influencing them to do and to take risks and invest in oneself.
So I hear you talking about how, you know, you went out on a leap of faith, and then,
yeah.
You know, a couple of weeks later, your manuscript is and all of your illustrations are being considered to be published. That made you feel pretty excited to make that happen like that, huh?
It did. It made me excited, and I really celebrated, and then the reality set in after that. Well, you got this book now. It got delivered
yes.
to my house. Now what? Now what? You know what I mean? And I didn't even realize that the easy part was illustrating, writing it, and submitting. The part that was challenging that I didn't even know if I was capable of doing was, how are you going to market? And in the process, I got the second one coming in like it's hotcakes. And I'm like, I can't deny it. It's coming in. It's taking me, again, away from the reality that I have this investment, this message that needs to go out. And I'm really deep in it that I can't go backwards. And I knew nothing about PR. I didn't even know how I was going to do this. And I kept on asking the angels and the fairies, how am I going to do this? I can't do it by myself. You know, I mm-hmm. really need guidance. And it just, the more I asked, the more I prayed, the more the messages were coming in loud and clear that, you know, follow your instinct. And I would get ideas. I would hear it in songs. And I would just follow my intuition, and it just led me to all these people that were really there for me and pushing me forward and educating me the best way that they can. And COVID hits, that set me back like
uh-huh.
everybody else. So now I'm like, how am I going to do this now? And then all of a sudden I'm being told, you're going to have to go on radio waves. You're going to have to do, you know, podcasts, Spotify, blogs, this, that. And I'm like, I don't even know anything about that, you know. And I think in the fact that I don't know is the blessing, because it makes it fun, because I just sit that person
mm-hmm.
that is throwing the stone into the water and watching all the ripples take place. And then it just dissipates. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Whatever happens, happens. I forget about it. And then it's like, oh, it did resonate. It did manifest. It came. And it's like, wow, that's pretty cool.
It's great that you answered
it's
that.
Like,
it's great that you're talking about, you know, what happens next, like once your manuscript is done. And I was going to ask you the question about what were some of the challenges for you in promoting the book, because like the easy part, well, that's not the easy part, but, you know, getting it done, and once it's delivered, then you got to do the promotional, the marketing and everything, because you're the person that's going to promote your book. So what would you share with an author who is publishing their book, like some of the challenges that you met, or the challenges
I met is you're going to have to prioritize as to get to know your message really well. What is it that you are sending forth in the message as an author? Figure out who your targeted audience is, right? Also, how are you going to do this? You're probably on a budget. Let's be realistic. Everything costs a lot. But does it really? You're going to have to put on glasses. These glasses that are humble and grounded and truthful that, yes, you can execute it, but you're going to have to do it in a more creative way that aligns with your budget, wherever that is. And sometimes that miracle comes in that you're like, okay, I don't have to dish out hundreds and thousands of dollars. It's people wanting to promote you on their social platforms that is bigger than yours. You know what I mean? And it's like, wow, I didn't even expect that. And they're all coming in. And all I got to do is just do, you know, either subscribe or, you know, the bartering system too works. You promote them, they promote you. Radio, that helped me with my videographer. We did a video on all my artwork, and it was done in a way where it wasn't selling a product. It was more showcasing it, and I made sure that it went to all different Facebook groups from New York to Rhode Island to Florida, even overseas, and in the United States, obviously it was picking up and it was circulating. I didn't know that it was circulating because I'm not a really high-tech person. I mean, yeah, I was seeing that, you know, I got 2K views and it was like, okay, 2K views, you know, and boom, all of a sudden I'm having this radio show that's contacting me wanting to know about my YouTube channel, which I also do self-care messages and how to grow your confidence through my YouTube, which is Susan's Adventurous Path, What's Your Canvas? And I do all the illustrations there as well. And I interview other people and I focus on their superpowers and how it's influencing the communities and how to elevate humanity's energy into a more positive focus and lifestyle. It just grew. It's just growing and growing, and I'm just learning how to be very humble and very grounded so I can continue, believe it or not, and I've been at it since 2014.
Wow. You know, I hear you during the conversation, and I think that a lot of times we don't really, and including myself, realize the importance of connecting with social media, because as you were speaking, you talked a little bit about your YouTube channel. You have Instagram, Facebook. You belong to different groups. Why is that important for you to be connecting through social media and talking about the books that you are reading and just your life in general, because you have a combination of both when I look at your website?
Yes. Well, I am targeting that other audience that is on the social platforms. And amazingly, those social platforms, those groups within the groups, believe it or not, just with a click and a share, propels you forward a lot quicker than just in your local town. And what I'm saying is, whatever platform you can get on, whether it be on technology or newspaper or radio or groups within your church community, your writing community, do it all. Do it all. Prioritize it. I rather crawl and take steps than be the roadrunner and miss out on everything. If you're crawling and you're stepping, trust me, you are jumping to leaps and bounds, and you're doing it in a very strong foundation.
Very good. You know, you talk, as I listen to you, you talk a lot about prayer and meditation, visions, and you also mentioned mentoring. How critical is it to have mentors in your life?
It's very critical because it's a safe haven. From my experience, it's a safe haven. It allowed me to be vulnerable, even when my mentor had to be purely honest with my techniques. And during all of that, it taught me to be patient with myself, the growth of being an artist, and the critiquing. Now I look at it as, okay, everyone's going to critique. Everybody's going to see it differently. I associate it with when we were in school, a teacher passed out a book to the same kids in your classroom, and everybody read it, but everybody had a different perspective. It doesn't mean it's right or wrong. It just that's their perspective. Don't take it to heart. So it helped me to really hone in on the listening skills. Not everything needs a reaction, and not everything needs to be answered right away, but hone in on what it is that you are trying to create and, you know, the techniques to become better than what it was before. And it all takes patience and practice and consistency. And so part of that also is with my faith. I am consistent with my faith, and I have to practice it every day because, after all, it is a relationship, and it's also a relationship with myself. I want to be authentic, not perfect. I want to be authentic. I want to be true, that when I come into a room, you're going to sense who I am. You're either going to like me or you're not. Save us the trouble. Save us the trouble of being very masked over. I just want to come in and reach who I'm meant to be reaching, and I want to make a change in someone's life. And most of all, I want to be that mentor in my own right, so where you want to go. And that is a consistent relationship with yourself and the faith in the possibilities. And yeah, there are going to be times that you're going to be challenged and triggered. And at the time, you're like, why does this got to happen? Because you're so exhausted. But when you go over that hurdle, it's like, okay, I get it now, and thank God it did happen.
Yes. So in listening to you as well, you talked about being patient and also not being perfect, because a lot of times when we're, you know, working in our business and trying to make everything, you know, work for us, there's that high pressure of perfection, and sometimes perfection drives people crazy because it's never good enough for them. And so when you have patience, you realize that patience is really the cure that's going to help you reach your goals, because perfect you are not. And striving to be the best you can be in your authentic self is what I hear you talking about, and those are key things. When you walk into a room, you want people to see you for who you are. And by you telling your stories and sharing your stories with others, it's just amazing the amount of people you can reach just by being you. So thank you for that. I really appreciated that comment.
Thank
as well.
You.
Now, let's
well,
talk
with
a
my
little...
second book, with my second book on the beauty of Naya, I do talk a lot and focus on time. Timing is everything. Timing is, you know, executing your goal. time is, are you wasting your time? Are you being productive? So in my second book, I talk a lot about it, The Beauty of Naya, about time as well.
So tell me, would you be able to, I didn't ask you this before, but are you willing to, like, maybe share an excerpt or something with us from your book, Naya?
Yeah, I can. I can do it right now. So this is for the young adults.
Okay,
so
that's young
I will, The Beauty of Naya, and I'll read a little. So
Okay. Time
has run out. Don't fear. I will wrap you in my warm cloak as you sleep. Not to worry, for you will never know how beautiful life can be. I will wait patiently. It is a form of action that I come to understand. Time is a natural resource that you will never get back. What action will you be choosing? Hope may still rise in everyone or not. Tick, tock, tick, 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 tock. And that is coming from Mofahar, the Grim Reaper.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for sharing that. That's cute. You know, I know, you know, you talk a lot in this book also about the environment. And so what made you get on that particular subject and have that in the book with Naya?
Well, I've come to realize that we're all connected, that we're not really divided. We are united. No matter what takes place in our earthly ways and living and the decisions, at the end of the day, we're all connected. Pain is pain. Hurt is hurt. Yes, some may feel more than others, but the fact is when one of our human brothers and sisters are hurting, we're all hurting, and we feel it energetically. And so, therefore, do we not share the resources from Mother Earth? And we rely on water a lot, and that's globally. It's not just one-sided of a zip code or a country or a state. It's all of us. So I wanted this book to reach out to everyone because we are energetically connected. We may not fully recognize each other's faces, but we do recognize the energetic pull that we feel in our earth and among each other, you know, when people don't even have to speak. We can just pick up on that they're hurting, they're sad, they're happy. Those are just the basics of our senses, of our emotions. So I wanted to really elaborate more on those emotions. So when I write, I create a web. And the web in the middle is the topic of what I want to focus. And the branches of my web is where I brainstorm, okay, time. Tell me about time. It ticks. Does it work in your favor? Does it not work in your favor? Does it speed up? Does it not speed up? How are you utilizing it? Are you procrastinating? What are the great things that happened in history? And so forth. So that's how I come up with my books, my storylines, is through webs. I do that through webs. Even with when I am interviewing guests to come on to my YouTube channel, same thing. I create a web. What do I want to ask? I want to ask about, you know, their mental state when they were going through some really hardships. And what was it like? What was the plot twist? What was the emotions? How did you carry yourself? How did you, you know, go over the triggers? It just helps me to stay focused. And you can take it, you know, from very, very minute to elaboration and more in depth once again. And that's what I did.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that. I want to talk a little bit about any upcoming, I know you're pretty busy, so I thought I'd focus a minute on what upcoming events or programs do you have in the works right now? It's like August, anything going on for August or September? or any other dates in the
August, I have more podcasts coming. I have the Tobias show that's going to be released. I just did the interview for that. That will be released in December. I've had a few recordings. I'm constantly researching for more. I'm lining up with more podcasts. Book signings, I'm thinking of doing one in Florida. I just to really hone in on the person that has been really showcasing my stories, my books in the Portuguese Standard Times, if you will. Just looking just to see who is willing to really hone in on my stories and take me on and let me spread the word and take it from there.
Great, and we're spreading the word today by having you as a guest on Phenomenally Speaking.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I am very excited that you're talking about a variety of different topics that I am really involved in. One of the things that we both share is our mermaid life. And it's funny because, you know, living, like you talked about, living in the fantasy world and the real world. And so I live in both worlds, too, so I can relate to what you're saying. So, Susan, if you were to give some advice or helpful information to someone who's thinking about writing a book, what would that be?
I would say this is what works for me. Bring out the inner child and let it guide you through that Milky Way of all the possibilities of what can happen, and not focus on how is this to be, how can I make this happen. Just be in the present moment and enjoy that Milky Way of your true essence, because you're going to be so thrilled to discover the hidden treasures that are in you that are waiting to be discovered and utilized and to really...
Very good. All right. How about this next question? We have a couple of minutes left, so I will put this question out to you. Share one thing. You shared a lot already, but share one thing you would like our audience to know about you.
Well, I am an overgiver to the point that it's at a fault, and I am learning to appreciate boundaries and how to utilize those boundaries in a very balanced, humble way, which is very hard for me. But step by step, I'm taking and I'm doing the action for it. And I am that person that just wants to see everyone else succeed, because there's plenty of abundance and opportunities for everyone. And that is basically me. I just am working on me constantly, and it's to be authentic, not perfect. And I sometimes am overwhelmed with myself that I need to take a break from myself, and that's where I head to the beach or I do meditations. And, yeah, the life of a human.
Well, yeah, you know, I was in a conversation with you, and at one point you said, don't take life too serious and allow laughter. Enjoy life in the small butterfly moments and bring in people that are vibrant and excited about life into yours.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that is just, this is what I'm feeling through this conversation when you're talking about the hidden treasures that we all have within, and that, you know, we need to be patient and listen to that inner child yourself. And, you know, through prayer and meditation and dreams, visions, mentors, whatever your tool is that communicates with you, if you need to stop and be quiet and listen to it. And it seems to me that when you stop and listen, you get inspired and empowered and develop your talents, whether it's illustrations or creating characters or just in your day-to-day life, because you turn around and spread that with the people you come in contact with, either individually and or by whatever platforms you're using. So I feel honored to have you as a guest on Phenomenally Speaking and sharing your successes, and I feel your authenticity and your desire to help people in the world realize their own dreams. And you're also letting us know that, you know, dreams do come true, but you also have to be patient and give yourself a break when you feel like you need it. And so it sounds also like you listen to your body as well,
yeah,
because it's the mind, body, and spirit. Would you like to add anything to that?
Yeah, I look at myself as, you know, my soul is very important and my treasures as well, which is my abilities and talents. And also my logic thinking is very valuable, as well as having that creative side of myself to look at things differently and execute it differently. But also, you know, I grew up with a lot of no's in my life. I heard more no's in my life than a yes. So I never let that stop me. It irritated me because I couldn't understand why I wasn't allowed. At least I thought I wasn't allowed. That was my thinking process. You know, why couldn't I achieve what everyone else is achieving? And it started right at home first, you know. But I never allowed any of the no's to boggle me down. Yes, was it heavy? Absolutely, because you get entangled in the belief system, and you have to work through that belief system to bring you to your authentic and the possibilities and the yeses. So I just recently had a conversation because my mother, she said, you know, you should have done this when you were younger, and I said, no. When I wanted to, you said no, and you made it sure to not happen. And now I'm doing it at the age of 53, and I'm doing it my way, authentically, and I'm giving hope to people that are looking for my light, looking for the messages, and I'm spreading it and pushing it forward. So I am at the right time.
Yes, this is the right time. You are in the right place at the right time for you. And so you can express your true feelings because it's coming from your heart and it's illuminating all over the world because you have all these different people that you're connected with, people you've reached out to, and people that have reached out to you that you never knew before you even started this journey in your life.
Exactly. They're all gifts to me. Those are gifts. People that come into my life are gifts. Everybody has a unique journey, and they come with wisdom. I don't care what background you're from. I don't care, you know, that's what I'm doing.
Yep. Very good. Now, Susan, we'll take a moment. We have about a minute left. Can you tell us how we can connect with you on your social media platforms?
You can connect with me on Instagram, which is Dragon and Fairies 555. You can also go on to my webpage, which is www.enchantedwingsllc. That's with an E-N, enchantedwingsllc.com. And you can see all of my images there, my Redbubble, my YouTube videos, my paintings, my books. You can get it through the direct link. The Beauty of Naya is through Lulu, and Worthiness is through Mascot Books. But, and you can get me there. You can get me on Facebook, which is just Susan Drayton, and on TikTok, I'm sdrayton21.
Very good. Thank you for sharing how we could reach out and connect with you. I enjoyed our conversation, and I think that it would be wonderful to continue to support you and share information about all the things you're involved in. And if you're listening in the audience, I would encourage you to visit Susan's website and her YouTube page, because there's some fascinating information there. Susan, I'd like to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to spend time with me and my audience. And we look forward to supporting your successful ventures and look forward to chatting with you again.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for giving Seth and the Beauty of Naya the platform for the wonderful message that they will bestow on people. So thank you.
And thank you as well. So I look forward to talking with you again, Susan, and have a fantastic day.
You too.
Okay, bye now.
Bye. Bye.